What's up, guys? TrickDriver101.com. Big Ken here. We are in the game. So let's do our thing. This podcast is always sponsored by TruckDriverBooks.com, TruckDriverBooks.com. And what is TruckDriverBooks.com? It's where a new book for audiobook for new truck drivers. It will really help you. Help you find new companies, companies to apply for you never heard of. You want to avoid going over the road, you know, over the road where you'll never see your family again. That book can help you. Anyway, guys, TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. Been trucking for 10 years, over 10 years now, going on 11 years of trucking. I am Big Ken. Now, so in this one, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to get a little personal. Now, I was listening to guys. Everybody's talking about, oh, you know what? We need to protest. Ever since I've been in trucking for 11 years, every year, it seems like there's another guy talking about how we need to strike or we need to protest. At the same time, there are people who think that we're going to, fight our government, right? We're going to take it back or we're going to stop regulation. And I do a Southern accent as a joke. Yeah, I know not all Southern people feel that way. But at some point, we got to realize there is another point. There is a way to do this without fighting, arguing, bickering, having a fake strike that won't work. There is another way. You know what that way is? Work with the government. I know. Don't pass out now. But it is true. We need to work with the government. You can't beat it. It feels good to say I'm going to buck the system. It's something you pick up when you were a kid, but it doesn't work in real life. In real life, you're a regular person, right? You're not about to take on the U.S. Marines. Give it up. Right, but you can run for office. You can decide who to vote for and who not to vote for. A lot of the reasons we get the same crap in trucking is because many of you vote for the same politicians. Conservative, liberal, right, over the same crap. That has nothing to do with your life, by the way. What? I'm just being honest. Let me guess, you voted because you was a Christian? Because you was against the Lord? Because you was an atheist? You don't believe in Jesus? Regardless of how you vote, guess what? The politician you voting for doesn't give a shit. Right? Okay? So think about that. When's the last time you voted for somebody sympathetic to something that actually has something to do with your life? Right? When have you voted for as a truck driver? When have you voted for a politician that was sympathetic to truck driving? I like to know. Write it down in the comments if you have, but most of you have not. Most of you have never voted for a person sympathetic to truck driving, even though you're a truck driver. That doesn't make any damn sense. And it ain't just this profession. It's many professions like this where many of the people in that profession don't vote for the people who actually control their lives. How many of you guys can tell me what channel Fox News is right now? How many of you can tell me what CNN is right now? Now, how many of you can tell me what the name of the director of the or director or the head of DOT is? Go ahead. None of you can. Hell, I don't even know. Why? Because I am interested in the stupidity of the world just like you are. I'm just as human as you. Right. But at some point, we have to stop being that stupid. And start voting for people who actually give a shit about us. Yes, I'm not saying it to be holier than thou, right? I'm saying it because even I need to think about that. Even when you may want to vote for somebody because they share your cause for the Lord, or they're against the Lord, whatever your religious beliefs may be, you need to start thinking about the real deal of your life. So, the next politician that you vote for better have that interest in mind. Now, one of the big things that we have in this trucking industry, one of the things that hold us back, regardless of the rebel truck drivers who want to rebel against the government and refuse to work for the government or with the government, is the slave-minded truck driver. Yes, I said slave-minded. Oh, I can't believe he brought up racism. Nope, didn't bring up racism. Just being honest. There are slave-minded truck drivers, guys who just think whatever the government do, that's right. Yeah, we just should accept it. You know, truckers ain't gonna never do right. You know, no, that's bullshit. Right. Stop trying to predict what everybody else does because you sit in safety just kissing that ass. You know what kind of a truck I'm talking about. Oh, the safety ass kisser. Trying to always be cool and kind with everybody because you just can't wait to stab somebody in the fucking back. You know who you are. You low down, dirty, rotten piece of shit. Right. That truck driver. We need to cut those dudes loose. So if you hanging around a dude who's saying he's trying to be your buddy, your pal, I want you to do yourself a favor. I want you to leave that arrogant asshole alone. Excuse me, guys. I got to do something real quick. There we go. All right, guys. But look, slave-minded truckers are guys you need to leave alone. We need to learn to be a bit cold-hearted to slave-minded truck drivers. If you don't know what a slave-minded truck driver is, do you know that guy who always says safety's right no matter what? Do you know that guy who kisses the company's ass even when they're fucking dead wrong? That would be a slave-minded truck driver. We might call him a brown-nosing, ass-kissing, low-life scumbag son of a bitch. You know, the guy who loves to talk about the rules until he decides to break the rules. The guy who calls DOT, not DOT, your company, to let them know what you did wrong in the parking lot because he's such a big man. Right. Those motherfuckers. That is one of our also biggest thing problems because we can't have new regulation, work with the government, and change our direction from rebels, right, to working with and a part of this country. Because, see, when you say those words for the people and by the people, well, if it's for the people, then the people have to participate. Let me repeat that. We have to participate, right? I need to participate more. You need to participate more. That's why we don't get what we want. Yep. Fuck the slave-minded truck driver point. Let's just get down to business here. We don't get what we want in trucking because we don't work together towards what we really want. So when you show up in that poll, whether it's for Hillary, whether it's for Biden, whether it's for Trump, whether it's for whatever the other guy is, can't remember his name right now. Whoever is for a favor, vote for the person who is actually concerned about what you make a living doing. Okay? That is the person you need to vote for. Because those are your real interests. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but here's the truth. Gays, you don't give a shit about. I know you do when they're on TV and you feel like you should, but the truth is, you don't care about that shit. That's a con game they play with you. It's just the truth, because I guarantee you yesterday, if they never mentioned it on television, or not yesterday, if they never mentioned that shit on television, you wouldn't give a shit about it. Who gave a shit about gay marriage until someone told you to give a shit about it? No one did. Everyone, you know what your concern always has been and always truly will be? Your own well-being. You are more interested in whether you're going to fucking survive and see tomorrow and be able to make the fucking rent than you are to give a shit about anything else that they care about. From terrorism to TV shows to movies to people who say the word fuck. Right. The other day I'm listening to Bill Maher and he's talking about how he wants to tax churches, which made me laugh because like colleges nowadays have an entire generation indebted to them. They are the biggest religion going and they live tax free. They make the Catholic Church look like punk bitches. Okay. I mean, let's just be honest. Harvard is the new Catholic Church of the United States of America. Okay. If you don't believe me, don't you feel like less of a person if you don't have a college fund? Game recognized game. That's an old saying in the hood. But back to the thing that is important. What is your interest? That's the only thing you should vote for. It's the only thing you should be concerned about. And getting involved in the government is how we change it, not just bitching and rebelling against it. So anyway, that's my little rant. Truck Driver 101.com. Damn, that boy love them Southern accents.